praise God and bless you. I'm Pastor Marcho, and welcome again to our podcast revival today. I know it's been a while, but I'm so excited to be back with you. Listen, today's message is Fulfill Righteousness. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Bless you.
Amen, amen. Today's word I have for you today is Fulfill All Righteousness. Turn to somebody and say, Fulfill All Righteousness. I begin to I just want to be led by God whenever I come forward and share word. And I said, Lord, I just know that your people are going through some things, and we need deliverance, and we need to understand what it is to fulfill all righteousness. So I want to talk to you today is because to fulfill all righteousness, there's things that God is requiring of us as a people, because like the gentleman came forward today, people are in bondage and they need deliverance. And not only that, but they know the word, but they're still in bondage. They even had a form of godliness, but they're still in bondage. And I need to talk to the church today because I know that we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. How many of you believe that? So in order for us to understand why Jesus said that, not only have I come that you may have life, but I also came that you may also be free from some things. How many believe that he's able to free you? There's a reason why we need the Holy Ghost in our life. There's a reason why it's important to be filled with the Holy Ghost, not only to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but there's also a process that God has for each and every one of us. But we must understand that we have to allow him to continue to flow through us. But with that process, there's things that we have to be mindful of, and I'm going to make sure that my screen is up there for you. If you could turn with me to John, 3rd chapter, in 1 to 3. And this message today is going to talk about being born again. We're living in a time now where people aren't hearing the message about being born again anymore. They're hearing messages about get what you want, name it and claim it. They're hearing messages about everything outside of knowing Jesus as the Lord and Savior in a way where the Holy Spirit also has access to you. And I need to talk to the body about this morning, because God wants us to be ready for when he comes. Turn to somebody and say, I want to be ready when Jesus comes. There was a man that came to Jesus. If you turn to me, 3, we're going to start there. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher from God, for no one can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with you. So right there in the scripture, Nicodemus didn't go to Jesus in the middle of the day. He went to Jesus at night because he was a ruler. He was somebody that operated in his own authority over people. But all of a sudden, he came to Jesus by night because he seen the mighty works that God was doing through his son. And so he began to inquire of Jesus, and he went to him that night, and he said, listen, I need an understanding. I want to know what's going on with your anointing and power. You must truly be a man of God because you're doing miracles. And so he acknowledged that Jesus was doing some mighty work. So in the next scripture, it says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily I say unto thee, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Kingdom of what? Heaven. Okay, the reason why he couldn't see, he said, except he be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. He didn't say he can't go in, he even can't even see it. Now, the scripture says here that he wanted to know a little bit about what it takes to get in. And I want the church to understand that Nicodemus had authority, but he didn't have the kind of authority that Jesus had, where Jesus was able to do miracles upon miracles, and he was doing such great things that everyone around Jesus wanted to know, who was he tied up with? Who was he connected with? And every time Jesus spoke, he said, it's about my Father. So Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, I need to know. And he said, listen, you can't get into heaven unless you cannot even get there and or seek the kingdom of God unless you're born again. The next scripture, go to John 3, 4, and 6. It says, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. My message today is talking about being fulfilled, fully filled with righteousness. How many of you ever tried to get into some building or into a particular club and you had to study up on it to figure out what it takes to get in? And you said, okay, I have to either do this or bring this to get into this club. Right now, Nicodemus came to Jesus and says, you are a mighty man of God. You're a teacher. He knew that he had some special anointing, special powers. And he said, I want some of that. And so he showed up and said, how can I get in? How can Jesus said, you got to be born again. He didn't even compromise with him. He said, this is what you have to do to see or to enter heaven. You have to be born again. Now, it's important, church, that we understand this because the Holy Ghost is what's going to give you the strength to overcome some things. And to today's world, in the environment of the church, people don't want to even say the word born again anymore. They hardly want to even mention the Holy Ghost. But I need you to know that Jesus had mentioned and made it clear to Nicodemus that the only way to get in is if you're born again. That means you don't only go. Then he began to say to Jesus, well, do I go into my mother a second time? He said, no. You don't go in. You're going to go through a process. Turn to someone and say, you're going to go through a process. We up there working on a song with that title. Amen. Let's go on. So in John, when Nicodemus came to Jesus, he made it clear that I want to know what it takes to get in. I want to know what it takes to be born again. Now, we've heard the message of the cross, but also there is a process that we got to go through, and there's things that we got to fulfill in our spiritual journey in order to see Jesus. And church, what God is saying to us is that we have gotten good at being churchy. We have gotten good with being religious. But we laid aside our true foundation of salvation, which is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And so right now we're living in a time where people are seeking help and they need someone to move outside of their own strength. And we can't do it because we don't have the anointing. So Nicodemus checked out Jesus and said, wow, check this out. I've seen you everywhere you go. And everywhere you go, you're moving. Everywhere you go, you're delivering. Everywhere you go, you're doing great and mighty works. And that's awesome because when you think about it, it's awesome to be involved or tied into somebody that knows somebody. Anyone been there before? You're like, I know somebody. He can get me in there. Yes, if I talk to him, he'll hook me up. He'll get me in. But Jesus made it clear to Nicodemus that you cannot get in without being born again. Church, you cannot be looking, or people, those that are watching online, you cannot be looking for a house or a fellowship without being born again. You need Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but next you need the Holy Ghost to fill you with the anointing and the power and authority, because you're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but spirits in high places. And because of this, guess what? The church has to go back to holiness, because holiness is where you're going to get your deliverance. So let's go on. I'm trying not to take off. Amen. So what happened in the 6, it says, here it says, let's go to the fifth verse. It said, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to thee, except a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And it says in the sixth, it says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, I want you to understand this. Jesus made it clear. When you come from your mother's womb, you're born of this flesh. And that's why Paul said, I got to die daily, because I constantly have to battle with my flesh. And so Jesus came up with a process. He said, listen, what's going to have to happen, God has already established this, that in order for you to get into the kingdom of heaven, you're going to have to first go and bury your flesh. Now, this process means that you have to let others in the world and also the spirit that's in the environment know that you are now a new creature in Christ Jesus. And so when you go through the baptism, some look at that and say, well, that's a custom. That's what we do because it's a custom. No, Jesus said that's what you need to do. You need to be baptized with water and then with the Holy Spirit. So he made it clear that this is the process that you have to go through. Nicodemus, even though he was smart, just even though he was an authority, Jesus said, none of that matters except you be born again. Church, I want you to know that nothing matters in what you're doing. I don't care how many songs you sing, how well you preach, and how you cast out spirits. Unless you're born again, you can't get in it, or you can't even see it. And Jesus is making this clear because guess what? He wants us to understand that he's given us more than enough to be overcomer. But we're leaving some things out. And so that's why Jesus made it clear to Nicodemus, don't leave this out. He said, you got to go through this process. If you could turn with me to Matthew's. I believe that's where we are. Matthew 3:13. Let me get there. And it says, then Jesus came from Galilee to John at Jordan to be baptized by him. And it says in the 14th verse, it says, and John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. Now, the reason why he said this is because Jesus was the Son of God, and now Jesus is going through a process where he said, I have to be baptized. Now, why would Jesus say, I have to be baptized when he's the Son of God? Because he came to be a living example. And he knew that in order for him to win against this flesh, he had to go through that process as well. And because of this, I want you to understand in churches that a lot of times we want to skip over things and go around things, and then we think we're going to get the results that we need. And God is saying no, because church, you have to go through this process of dying with your flesh. When we totally surrender ourselves over to God, he's excited that you've done that, that you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But now he's saying, how many of you want to be born again? How many of you want to really experience operating in the full authority of the Word of God? You can't get there. You can't even see the kingdom unless you're born again. And that means unless you understand that I have to be dunked, I have to go under and come up new. So Jesus, knowing that he had to go through this process, he went over to and he seen John the Baptist, which was his cousin. And he said, I want you to baptize me. And John said, no, I can't baptize you. I should be baptized by you. We have to understand this, church, is that so many times we get ourselves in a place where we think we're bigger than one another. God wants us to be servants to one another. Jesus was an example where he showed that, you know what? I have to also do what's required of me. I need the church to understand that no matter who you are, there's no special ticket, no another way around We all got to go through this process where we got to go and be dunked. Got to go back to the water. There was a song that used to say, take me to the water to be baptized. Why is this? It's because the only way you're going to see the kingdom is you got to be baptized. Give God some praise. And so it says, and John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And it says in the next verse, it says, and you are coming to me. It says, but Jesus answered and said unto him, permit it to be so now, for it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. That word again, to fulfill all righteousness. Turn to someone and say, to fulfill all righteousness. And then he allowed him. So Jesus said, I have to fulfill it. I have to fulfill and go through this process. Turn with me to the next scripture. We're going to turn to Matthew 3, 16 and 17. And one of the main things I wanted to bring out today is Jesus said, I must fulfill all righteousness. Church, we have to fulfill all righteousness. It says when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens opened up to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. How many of us want God to be pleased with us? Then why are we skipping? Why are we skipping being fully filled? The Holy Ghost, the baptism. We can't get a form of godliness. That's not going to break yokes. That's not going to be able to stand against addiction. That's not going to be able to stand against challenges you're going through. So God is saying, it's time to go back to the water.
Praise God. I know that you enjoyed the message today. As we end our statement that said it's time to go back to the water, remember there's certain things that God requires for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So it's important that we all understand that we must go back to the water and accept also the Holy Ghost to lead and guide us in all truth. I'm praying that you receive this message today. Find a church home. And also, if you're in the New Hampshire area, come visit us at 1850 Elm Street in Manchester, New Hampshire. Please check us out. Sunday morning services start at 10 a.m. God is blessing and he's doing a mighty work in our city. Also, if you'd like to be a blessing to us, please go to houseofpraisenep.org and click on give, and you can donate to our ministry to help and bless us grow. In Jesus' name we ask. Continue to be blessed. Thank you for listening.